Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Windcaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it.
The next song is the Hokey Pokey. There's quite a bit of controversy about this song. Have a look on the net. It's interesting to see how its meaning can be misconstrued. To me, it's a great song and fun to do. Here are the McGuire sisters.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I don't know what kind of week you had, but the week that I had was on the verge of horrific in some ways. Nothing terminal or anything like that, but just too much. The internet connection for me was super, super slow. I mean, basically, I could have boiled water while waiting for basic emails to download. I have this laptop that keeps on freezing on me, which is really, really difficult, as you might imagine. And then I have this bloodshot eye that I wish I could blame on having too much fun, but instead it is likely due to too much stress. And that is just a short list of how chaotic it has been. And maybe you've had a similar experience. I mean, that's what life does. You'd think that someone who is hosting a podcast on leading chaos would have her act together and not get too thrown off by chaos. Well, yeah, fat chance of that. Wouldn't that be nice? But I do not hold any such superhuman powers. And chaos does not just roll off my back like water on a duck. Whew. No, hosting this podcast is as much for me as it is for you. No one is perfect. And when everything is tumbling down on me, as it did this week, I lost it. I found, for a minute, a bit of relief by letting out a primal scream. It's true. I looked frantic, razzled, and it was not a pretty sight. But so what? I recovered and I turned my day around. Yeah, I did my own version of the Hokey Pokey and turned my day around. What's so amazing about the Hokey Pokey? It's a physical act, a basic physical act to release our stress. Think about, the reason that a Hokey Pokey gets played at a wedding. Maybe it's a fun group activity, but it's a goofy act of doing something that really brings people together. And kids in the crowd, they love it. They love it because adults act silly. And silly is good. It gets us out of our heads and it changes that attitude and brings a bit of levity into our life, if only for a moment. It changes that attitude and brings a bit of levity into our life, if only for a moment. So I think, I don't know who actually made the Hokey Pokey. I'll certainly get a link to that if I can. But the idea of it is just moving your body, moving it around and around. So this week, I'm going to break it down to three options we could do when our body, our physical body, is going bonkers, as it did for me, from all the stress and chaos that we experience in our life. And this, in some ways, is the most valuable thing that I have to share for you, because that is what chaos does. It increases stress, and stress then can lead to illness. So here's what I do. I do my own variation of the Hokey Pokey. And if you can't stand the Hokey Pokey, and I know that is kind of true for many of us, at least do something physical to move the stress in your body out. So whether you're alone in your office broom closet, at your desk, or maybe you're able to step out on a country road or outside in suburbia or on a rooftop in the city, or even in your car, shift your body from a stage of heightened tension to one of release calm. If I could do it, anyone could do it. And like I said, I don't have any extraordinary powers. So we're going to begin with option number one. We've all heard, shake it off already, like the coach on the football field or basketball court. I remember my field hockey used to play in high school and college. track team, whatever, your professional coach. The coach says this to players, shake it off and get back in there. Make that goal. So I'd like to borrow that term and use it when I'm up against a deadline and feeling really, really tight in my body. I can do it sitting, standing. You could do it sitting, standing. You could do it right now. You could do it laying down. It might be a little odd, but you shake it off. And it sounds like I'm shaking my arms right now. You might be able to hear that. Well, why don't you try it with me? Shake your hands, kind of just leave your elbows as they are, and just shake your wrist, you know, one direction or another. So we kind of move that carpal tunnel syndrome. Shake your upper body a little bit. I'm going to shake my head to one side and the next. I'm not going to shake it really because I don't want to throw up my neck, but I'm just kind of shaking there, shaking myself on the seat. You could hear my little swivel chair going back and forth. And then I'm going to shake a leg on one side. Let me see that without kicking anything. I'm going to shake another leg. All right, so we're just shaking our body a little bit. And I'm sitting talking on a podcast. If I could do that on a podcast, and I have to tell you, I'm just feeling a little crinks in my back releasing. It feels good. It feels good to release that stress. So option number one, you just think, shake it off. Keep on moving, shake it off. Easy to do anywhere, anytime. Option two, have you ever heard the phrase, get a grip? It's not really such a kind thing to say to someone who is having a hard time, but we could take that action of gripping and tightening our muscles and releasing to release tension and stress. So I like to do this activity of tensing and releasing, and it's a key component that we teach in the response curriculum. There's a link to that on the website, which is my crisis intervention training model program. But I want to give you a taste of what it could feel like. So here we go. I'm going to give you my shortened version of getting a grip. And if you want the full version, let me know, and I will post it on the Leading Chaos podcast website and maybe do another full version of the stress relaxation exercise. So if you're sitting, or even if you're driving and listening, or you're running, I'm not sure how you could do it running, but you know, certainly running is a way to release stress, and some of us can do that, some of us can't. But let's suppose that you're sitting there right now. So what I want you to do is you're going to make a fist with your hand and squeeze your hand, squeeze it, squeeze your hand, and tighten your arms, as get a grip, and now release. Release and let your shoulders drop down a little bit. It's always a good exhale when we do that. Now I'm going to tighten my stomach really tight. Hold my stomach tight. Hold it. And release your belly. Going to sit up a little bit straighter. And now I'm going to tighten my legs, my thigh where I'm sitting, and my upper legs. Tight. Hold it. And release. And this last one I really like to do is curl your toes inside. Even if you're wearing shoes, it doesn't matter. Curl your toes in and tighten your legs so that they come up off the floor if you're sitting at your couch or wherever you are right now. Keep your foot on the pedal. If you're driving, please be careful. And release and kind of wiggle your toes, wiggle your back, everything. And now one more time, we're going to just tighten our whole body. We're going to get a grip of our whole body. We're going to tighten up, tighten, hold that tight, and release. That's great. Oh. So we're going to review. Shake it off. You just shake your whole body. Get a grip, tighten and release. And then option three, I use this week, and I call it make some noise. Certainly kids do this, right? They scream and have a temper tantrum, and you know, just think about how over time we kind of contain ourselves. We hold things in, and having really constructive ways to release our voice. Our voice is linked to our breath. And before I begin my podcast speaking to you, I do a bit of facial stretching and sound making at the same time, and that helps me release. So I'm going to do a little bit of it. It sounds like this. It's like, oh, make some noise. So I'm kind of wiggling my nose. Get a little yawn in there. Ooh, another yawn. Ooh, that was a good yawn. Just by making some noise. Woo, man, I feel better already. And that was an extra bonus for me. I didn't expect. But, you know, you could do that primal scream. Obviously, you don't want to frighten anyone. But just doing that, like, however you need to do that, don't be afraid to do that. Because as you are making that noise with your voice, you're getting your breath, your respiratory system, in link to your body once again. And slowing that respiratory system down. And I speak about breathing a lot, and you'll hear me do that over time. It's so important for our general well-being. I could feel that actually as I did that, and I did that yawn, I could feel actually my scalp and the top of my head releasing. So that's telling me that I'm releasing some tension off of my hairline, which is kind of an interesting feeling. So I'm sure there's some kind of formal word for this action. Maybe actors use it, public speakers use it, but I'm at a loss right now what this is called when you're making that noise and getting yourself ready to speak publicly or just releasing tension. If you do know, please zap me a line and let me know if there is a word for this technique. I often get that yawn, which is a release of tension. All right, and then, of course, without saying, the bonus option that we could all do is the hokey pokey. And putting that right foot in and that right foot out, and you shake it all about, and you turn yourself around. That, it sounds ridiculous, and it looks ridiculous, but what are we doing? It's a great way to have a new viewpoint on something that is really holding us up. It does a physical action, and it spins our body. And I'm going to get a little deep here, if you will. Maybe it's deep for you. It's not so deep for me. But if you think about it, like all DNA is spiral. Our muscles all spiral around. They are spinning around and forming up around our body. I'm not a big authority on muscles, but everything I see, our muscles spin up our body. And of course, I practice a keto, which has a lot of spinning and turning, and it's both right side and left side. And that's the beauty of the hokey pokey. It actually gets us coordinating what we do on the right side, we do on our left side. And in our world, we're a very dominant, like one side power. If you're right-handed, you do everything right-handed, and we kind of let the left hand just hang there. So anyway, we could bring our body into balance, and I imagine there's somebody who would be able to speak better on this, on polarity, but getting our two spheres of our body in sync, that's what the hokey pokey could do. And when we're off balance, we're throwing that out of whack. Chaos is leading us and making the decisions for us. And we're in that state where we're really emotional. We are not making sound decisions. So the better able we are to bring that back into sync and take control of our body, which is what our mind can do, getting our body and mind in sync, the better able we're going to be able to move forward. It does not feel good to be really stressed. So let's kind of review. You could shake it off. You could get a grip, tighten, and release. You can make some noise. Which always feels good, immediately makes me laugh. And you could do the hokey pokey. Certainly it relieves stress for everybody at the wedding to kind of like finally shake it all about and turn yourself around. I remember that there was a teacher in Pittsburgh. I did a training out there years ago. And he did this. He was a behavior therapist. And kids would be sent to his office who were having a really difficult time. And he talked to them, and by the time they were ready to leave, he'd say, "Are you ready to turn your day around?" And they, you know, they were waiting for that, is what he told me. And what he'd do is he'd have them stand up and kind of do something like touch their right hand to their nose and then touch their left hand to their nose and do basic movements on each side and then spin in one direction and spin in the other. So it was definitely a variation of what we do in the hokey pokey. And so he gave them, instead of being stuck and just talking about him, he gave them an action to do, a physical action to do to turn the day around. It's just such a beautiful concept, and it's so simple. So you could do this for yourself. You could do this with your kids. Heck, you could do this with a friend who's having a hard time. And sometimes we talk and talk. What we really need to do is move. And movement, any kind of action, any movement, whether it's the shake, it's with your voice, it's gripping, is going to help us. There you have it. When I come back, I'm going to share with you a free app that I use for creating calm. I really like this app a lot. I'll be right back. I kind of like that music, actually, a lot. It reminds me of that big band and gets me going. That song, The Hokey Pokey, is being sung by the McGuire Sisters. I got that off of Senior Radio. There will be a link in the show notes to Senior Radio. And it gives you a new concept of what senior is because it goes up to the 80s, the era of the 80s. So if you didn't think that your music was in the Senior Radio League, well, that's a new check-in. So, McGuire Sisters doing the Hokey Pokey. And while we're talking about some other links, I want to put in a plug for iTunes and this podcast. If you could take the time to leave a review and a rating at the Leading Chaos podcast site on iTunes, I would greatly appreciate that. It will help with the visibility of this podcast and let other people know it. If you're finding usefulness, why not pass it along? And that's a really easy way to do it. A couple notes, and you could do like a star rating or something. It would really, really help and give me feedback on what is working and maybe things that I should change. Now, the free app that I'd like to share with you, it is called White Noise. And White Noise is an amazing little app because it helps you drown out other sounds in the background. I used it recently on a trip when I was in a hotel room. The guy next door was snoring, and I put on my little White Noise app, and it drowned him out. And I used Violet Noise, and that helped, you know, was just enough to not keep me awake and enough to drown out his. So that's Violet Noise right here. You could hear that. It's kind of nothing, but It does the trick when I'm going to sleep at night. They have frogs at night. A cat purring. That's a pretty loud cat, louder than my cat. Running water. That'd probably make me get up at night. Boats swaying in the water. You get the gist. There's a whole bunch of different sounds here. It's free. And I also use it when I'm teaching a classroom. If I want to bring in a little noise in the background while people are working individually in groups so they're not distracting each other, I put that on and it creates a little bit of levity in the group. So again, that's White Noise. And it is a free app. And I will have a link in the show notes to today's podcast episode. I hope your week gets a little bit better as it goes on. Certainly mine has, talking to you today, and I appreciate that. This is Rhea Windcaller signing out for now. Do follow this podcast on Twitter at Leading Chaos. And as always, be kind, be safe, definitely exhale, and try the hokey pokey. What do you have to lose? Turn your day around. Till next time, be well.